HaKadosh Baruch Hatov, we're going to continue with Halachot of Sefirat HaOmer. This is what we started speaking about last night to do with the Halachot. Here brought down as follows, right? It says that in the Teret Avot, that a person should not get married until Lad BaOmer, because these are days of Avelut, and even though to do with haircuts, there was a minhag to be more lenient to do it even on Lag BaOmer, right? Still to do with weddings, it was a little bit worse. So listen to what he brings down here. Says the Teshuvat HaGeonim says that which you ask, that you do not get married between Pesach and Shavuot, you should know that it's not because of Isur, it's not because it's prohibited, it's because of Avelut. It's because of that we're in mourning stage. Because the Chachamim bring down in the Gemara Masechet Yevamot Samech Bet Umbet that there were 12,000 groups of basically pairs of students of Rabbi Akiva, and they all died between Pesach and Shavuot. So it's also brought down in the Rabbein Yitzchak Ibn Geut, and the Midi says that it was a Kabbalah in the hands of the Geonim that on Lag BaOmer they stopped dying. So because of that, it was a minhag not to get married. That's also brought down Rabbi David Abraham and Shemman Manhig, that from Lag BaOmer in onwards, it's going to become permitted. So now in the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, he just says that we have a minhag not to get married between Pesach until Lag BaOmer. So therefore the question is, okay, fine, so Lag BaOmer itself, is it permitted or is it prohibited? So here he brings down the Shut Yehuda Ya'ale Asad. He comes and he says, Maran agrees that it is permitted to get married on Lag BaOmer itself. Why? Because it has a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get married. So therefore, it's not like haircuts where there's no mitzvah involved of taking a haircut. Here, there's a mitzvah to get married. So the fact that it's a mitzvah to get married, they're allowed to get married even from Lag BaOmer.
Second marriage, first marriage, third marriage.
Any marriage, right? V'chem marikash b'gaut erech lechem. The same halacha would apply to the marikash. He brings down in the erech lechem that the minhag of Mitzrayim was already to be lenient, already to come and to get married on Lag BaOmer. That's also brought down in the Seven Arm Mitzrayim, the Shirek Sekhadat Sekhdullah, that he says that even though they wouldn't permit the haircuts, nevertheless, they would get married. So you bring down a few different already Acharonim that they learn in Shitat Maran, that as if to say that marriage is lighter than haircuts. And the reason why is because it's a mitzvah. The fact that it's a mitzvah itself, they already were lenient on Lag BaOmer. However, though, there's a Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash comes and writes in Maran, that when Maran says that you're allowed to get married in Lag BaOmer, it's Ad Ve'ad Bichlal. What does that mean? Ad Ve'ad Bichlal means that you're not allowed to get married until the 34th. And he says that then Hebrew wants to bring a proof from the next seif that since Maran brings down that the haircuts is prohibited until the 34th, so too is the marriage. So he says the Chazon Ovadia also brings down the Mihagat Sardim in Dotu Mizrach is like Shita Maran that you're not allowed to get married until the 34th. So he says, ah, so then what's the difference then? According to this reason, if right now you're not allowed to get married until the 34th, right, so therefore, why would it be that haircuts, there would be a minhag to be lenient on haircuts already on Lag BaOmer, right? And then all of a sudden in the marriage, you wouldn't. So he comes and he says that's because, right, as if to say that there's a bigger rejoice when you're getting married. Meaning by a marriage, it's much more jolly, much more happy, and therefore that's going to be more strict than just stum taking a haircut, right? So he says that because of that, it comes out that it's actually going to become more strict. So he wants to say, bring down here the minhag. He brings down Rabbi Yosef Mesas, right? And Shu Tutzar Mechtavim says that it was already from Lamedalad and onwards, right? And he says that the Shu Tshemeshum again says that what happens if you have a Chatan Sfaradi and a Kala from Ashkenazim? And they already closed everything for Lag BaOmer. So you could permit them, right, if it's going to be a Yefsed Gadol or Mitzad that the Chatan does not have anybody to say that it's like a Shad Datachach, it's a time of pressing need, right? So therefore, you're allowed to be lenient. However, Lechatechila, you should be stringent. So basically, what comes out is that obviously there is what to rely on if a person does get married in Lag BaOmer. Whether it is that, for example, here there is a difference between the first marriage or not, the Rav Ovadia himself even brings down that if it's going to be that for Pidya B'Rivya, which means for procreating, so then there's a mitzvah to get married, and even if it's going to be on Lag BaOmer, you could be lenient, right? Even through the Omer, you'll be lenient if a person needs, right? That means if a person never got married, never had children, so therefore there is that mitzvah as well. However, though, Licha Techila, obviously a person should refrain from getting married on Lag BaOmer. However, though, if a person does get married on Lag BaOmer, we already brought down whether it was a Shut Yehuda Ya'ale Asad or other people already in Shitat Maran that it was going to be permitted, and therefore there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. And then you also have whether it is because of the reason of Pidya V'Rivya and other reasons as well that also would be permitting. But again, Lecha Techila, obviously we should try to be stringent.